It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Let's get it.
Welcome, everybody. As you all know, this is our fantasy football segment. So I keep you up to date on everything that's going on in my fantasy football league, the Fantasy Fant God Football League. Last week I made my predictions. I'll let you know how that goes. I had one prediction that was very wrong. One that cost me, literally, had a $20 wager on last week, and I didn't come through. But I'm a man of my word, and I told my guest today that I would have him on if he defeated me last week. And here we go, man. We have him here. The owner of Team They Cheated, Mr. Brandon Holm. Mr. Holm, how you feeling today, sir?
Hey, I'm feeling good, man. Feels good to be the best team in the league.
The best team in the league, huh?
Feels great.
What makes you the best team in the league, sir? If you don't mind me asking you.
Man, ain't nobody seeing me right now.
At all.
I got all hoopers, and everybody ain't got no hoopers.
Okay, you got a lot of hoopers. Who would you say your best hooper on your team is this year?
Hands down, right now, Melvin Gordon. Okay. Give him a 38 game.
Now, do you have anyone on your team that you think is a surprise player? Maybe somebody you didn't think would do as well as they have been doing this year. Do you have anybody like that on your team so far?
Man, to be honest, Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
I had Tyreek Hill. So I had Tyreek Hill on my first year playing fantasy. And I ended up trading him like week four because he wasn't doing anything. But this year, he hit 42 week one. And then gave me 20 last week, so hey, I liked it.
That's a big time player right there you got on your hands. Are you interested in trading any guys? It's your time right now, man, for the rest of the league. You got any people on the trading block? Everybody on the trading block.
Anybody can go.
Okay. So you have no loyalty to your guys.
Nah.
That has got this 2-0 point.
Hey, I mean, loyalty only gets you so far. I'm trying to build a dynasty here.
I feel you on that, brother. I feel you on that. Now, I know you stated you the best team in the league, and I hear you. I might not agree with you, but I hear you. But outside of your team, is there any other teams out there in the league that you look at and okay, they got a good little squad over there. I need to circle them on my calendar. I know we probably was one of those teams, but you know.
Nah, y'all not one.
I know we should have been one of them teams last week, but we didn't come through. I'm gonna let you talk your stuff here in a minute. But what other teams out there?
Really, like the only team that I like out here besides my team is Team Bergeron. I feel like Team Bergeron has plenty of people on their team that can, you know what I'm saying, go out. And I'm playing him this week also.
I think he has Michael Thomas on his team, if I'm not mistaken.
Big Hooper.
Travis Kelce, Adam Thielen. So, yeah, he has a big-time squad over there. I don't know who his quarterback is. I can't think of it.
Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz does return this week, and that is his quarterback. So it's gonna be a big dog matchup between you guys. Y'all do play this week, so when we get over to our picks, I'll ask you who you got. Maybe you'll be honest with me.
Okay.
So last week, while you're here, I want to cover last week's game, man. There's some games that I got wrong. Overall, I was 3-3 on my picks last week. 2-3, I'm sorry. I was 2-3 on my picks. I got 2 picks right and 3 picks wrong. So those were my predictions. We're gonna predict this week. I'm going to get you to predict with me and see what you're thinking of each team. But we're going to cover last week. Last week, of course, the game of the week was disappointing because I didn't show up. Team They Cheated versus Team Saved by Odell. Team They Cheated won by a total of 130 to 86.1 points. Hey, man, I just say this. You caught me on a good week. I'll probably never score 86 points again. I'll probably never do that again. But,
I guess. Hey,
that's the way it goes, man. Y'all did your thing. I went over today to try to go get some food. My car declined, man, and I thought back at that 20 I owed you. How you feel knowing that that $20 you took from me was my very last, dude? My very last. How do you feel about it? How do you sleep at night?
It feels great to take another man's money, especially so easy. You know what I'm saying? I end up buying my family.
You're on the rich in the morning, so remember that, sir. I can hang up whenever.
Hey, just know that I end up buying my whole family, you know what I'm saying, some Hong Kong. If y'all don't know what Hong Kong is, it's a fine Chinese restaurant on Iris Priestley in the Haven. I spent my 20, I spent your 20 on my family dinner for that night.
Well, at least it went to a good call, brother. As upset and hungry as I was today looking for some food, it makes me happy to know that your family, your beautiful family, got a nice meal. So while we're eat. Starving, y'all eating good. I can appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. And we eat
but
good,
we will.
Baby.
Next time we see, I'm calling you out now. Double or nothing. We're going to call you out. Double or nothing. We bet no 40 ball next week, the next time we play, and we need all that back. And I'm going to go buy three families some food.
Hey, if
we and they might get a steak.
A whole steak?
A whole steak for them to share.
Oh, my. Yeah. I don't know about all that. Y'all ain't going to beat us.
Yeah, we're going to see y'all again, though. But moving along to the next game of the week that I predicted right, Team Niners defeated the Houston Oilers by a total of 149-129. Does this game surprise you at all, Mr. Holmes?
The only reason I was surprised is because it was so high scoring.
Okay.
Collins is this running back I don't believe in Collins.
Who does he play for? Team
the Ravens. Yeah.
Team Niners. He's a starter for Team Niners, correct?
And that's trash.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Houston Oilers had Saquon, and it's nice.
Yeah. It was a high score matchup. One thing that is surprising me about Team Niners, who is, I believe he's 2-0, James Conner for the Pittsburgh Steelers, the way he's been performing, and he picked him up kind of out of nowhere off the waiver wire. So, big time pickup by that guy. He saw that coming from a mile away. You got to give that guy some credit for that pickup so far.
Yeah, that James Conner pickup was, man, so far, the best pickup that anyone could have gotten.
I think so. I think it's between James Conner and I think you could put Patrick Mahomes in there.
Yeah, I like that.
I think you can put Pat Mahomes, but definitely James Conner the way he stepped in for Le'Veon. So, I actually predicted that game might have had Team Niners winning. We're going to move along to Team Silliman versus Team Bakari. Team Silliman put a smackdown on Team Bakari, 147-119. I actually had Team Bakari, and I was dead wrong.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Team Bakari? You know he lost Le'Veon. So he can recover from that? Do you think he'll be able to withstand Le'Veon, at least coming back and make a push for that playoff race after he started 0-2?
Man, I don't know about Team Bakari, man. Team Bakari probably has maybe the second-to-worst team in the league.
Some talent over there, though, to be honest with you. I like Kirk Cousins over there. You know he got big Gronk. So I like
He got Gronk.
He got I think he got Mike Evans.
I like Mike Evans. So, I don't like Powell though.
I don't like Powell, but at this point he's searching for a running back. And right now you can tell. I think Team Bakari gonna turn things around. He need Le'Veon bad. He get Le'Veon back, he gonna be a problem though, I think.
if Bell come back, then Team Bakari should make the playoffs, but at this moment he is not a playoff team.
Now, actually, before the season, I think I predicted Team Bakari to be in that Final Four. So, not looking good for that right now. Not looking good at all. The next matchup we're gonna look at is Team They Sleep. The defeated Team Fatty by a score of 130-111. I actually predicted this win for Team They Sleep. He's a veteran, gritty ball club. It didn't look pretty for him last week. You know, Joe Mixon went down. He's out for 2 weeks. So it's going to be interesting to see what Team They Sleep does from there. But what do you think about these two, this matchup? What did you think about this game,
Mr. Team, if I'm correct, Team Fatty, Team Fatty was pretty slow last year, and it looked like that he's going to be even slower this year.
Yep.
They Sleep, and Team They Sleep coming off a big championship, so he feeling good right now, but I think that he's about to take a step back.
A championship hangover.
Yeah.
So
he really only had one good player on this team, and it's Todd Gurley.
I'm not gonna get into all that. I ain't gonna start nothing, but you know, Team They
Sleep. He's already started, man.
Team They Sleep. Oh, but breaking news, we have a name change. They are no longer Team They Sleep.
What?
They are no longer. If you can do me a favor, Mr. Holmes, is there any way you can look up the new name?
Okay, give me a second. Pulling up the app.
I think it is Team
They Ain't Food. Wow.
They Ain't Food. Breaking news here live on the Rich in the Morning Show. Wow. Team They Ain't Food has a new name. This is the third name change of the season. This man has more name change than he has wins, ladies and gentlemen. But coming to you live here on the Rich in the Morning Show, Team They Ain't Food. We're going to have to get him on the show.
Who is he talking about?
I don't know. I don't know who he's referring to, sir. But we will find out. Big news here on the Rich of the Morning Show, man. You heard
it. That's crazy. He's the only one food, man. He's the only one food. He was the only one sleep, and now he's the only one food.
Team They Ain't Food is now live in effect. So be on the lookout this week for the new name. New name, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to move on from this last matchup of last week. Before we look ahead, Team Bergeron defeated Team Guyer 161 to 157 in a big scoring matchup. Probably ends up being the actual game of the week, honestly. But I was wrong. I had Team Guyer winning there, and he was close. I think Team Guyer is the best 0-2 team in the league. Turn it around. But, I think both these teams, even though it was a claw, I think this could be a potential playoff matchup.
See, I honestly thought that Team Guyer was going to get the win because he was only down like 24 and still had Ezekiel Elliott to play. And I predicted Ezekiel Elliott to go off, but he came up short.
Wow. That's disappointing, Zeke. We need you. If you're out there listening, Zeke, we need you. You got to step it up for them Cowboys, man. You got to step it up. So that was last week. Like I said, I was 2-3 on my predictions. I'm going to give you the opportunity to get your predictions today. So the first matchup of this week's game, you have Team They Ain't Fool, the newest named team in the league, versus Team Saved by O'Dell. With the new name change, who do you have in this matchup? Do you think Team They Ain't Fool makes a statement this week?
The only way that Team They Ain't Fool is going to make a statement is if Ty Gurley goes off for 45.
Which, do you think that's possible?
He is capable of doing it, but I don't think that he's going to do it against the Chargers. I like the Chargers defense.
Totally understandable. Totally understandable. So, we're going to see. You don't have a clear cut pick on that matchup.
I don't want to pick Saved by O'Dell because they are one of the worst teams in the league. So I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna go with They Ain't Food for this week.
The disrespect, man. We prove all the haters wrong, like yourself. And I'm not gonna pick because last week I picked and I got a little cocky. And I'm gonna go back to my old name and the old league last year. Team, stay humble. We're gonna stay humble, and I'm not gonna pick. So. Best of luck to Team They Ain't Fool.
Okay.
The next matchup, you got the Team Bakari versus the Houston Oilers.
Team Bakari, okay.
Yes. Who do you have in this matchup, sir?
I'm gonna go with the Houston Oilers since they're already up 20-7. Jarvis Landry gave them a big game at their flex spot, gave them 20. And Powell only had 7.3. So coming from your running back 1 and 2, a 7.3 game is not good at all.
Not at all. So we're gonna see. I think I'm gonna pick the Houston Oilers. I like Saquon. I like Jarvis Landry over there. I think the Houston Oilers gonna get this one, and we're gonna move forward to the game of the week, ladies and gentlemen. The game of the week. I'm gonna give it respect. 2-0 juggernauts matched up against each other. I'm gonna hand it over to you, man. Tell us why Team They Cheated will prove this week that they are the best team in the league.
We have all the best players. I got Melvin Gordon. I got Julio. Julio finna give me 35 this week. Melvin Gordon gonna give me 35 also. There's gonna be 70 points between my top two players. I also had Inouye play in my flex Thursday. He only gave me 9.7, but it's gonna have to get the job done.
I know we talked off the air. And you had big plans for Inouye. Did he do what? Do you think he'll do enough to get you to win this week?
Who is it,
Mr. Quincy?
Man, that 9 points is tough, but he had Sammy Watkins at the same spot at his flex. So I feel like as long as we win that position, it's great.
Okay. So it'll be a close one this week, you think?
I don't think it's going to be a close one. I think it's going to be a blowout.
Okay. You heard it here first on the Original Morning Show. The game of the week, Team They Cheat, you here live. He's talking his talk. He feel like they're going to take down Team Bergeron this week. We'll be back on another episode to tell you guys the results. But that is our game of the week here live on the Original Morning Show. Moving forward, a game of brothers. A game between brothers, Team Fatty versus Team Ninerback. Just for the record, Team Fatty is the older brother in this relationship here. So I don't think I actually picked between you and Team Bergeron. And I'm going to say Team Bergeron gets to win. And
of course.
Team Ninerback, I'm going to say I think he's going to defeat Team Fatty this week. The younger brother ups the older brother. So, who do you got in that matchup? Who do you like?
Yeah. Ninerback. I feel like that Team Fatty's team isn't good enough.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised if Team Fatty doesn't win the game this year.
Wow. At all. I don't know if I've ever been in the league and seen that happen. But there's a first time for everything. Team Fatty. Yeah. I wouldn't go that far. Hopefully he can turn things around, but I do have the younger brother Team Ninerback getting the job done.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so we're gonna move along. We both agree on that. And the final matchup of the week, which I think is a very underrated matchup, I'm excited to see. Team Geyer versus Team Silliman. Who you got in this matchup?
Sure. I'm gonna go with Team Geyer. I like Ezekiel Elliott. I like Pat Mahomes. Christian McCaffrey is a nice piece. His wideouts really aren't elite like that. Demaryius Thomas and Golden Tate, I don't really like those two. But I feel like that Ezekiel Elliott and Christian McCaffrey, also with Pat Mahomes, is going to do enough for him.
I think that last week I picked Team Guy. He played Team Bergeron. He let me down. I like Team Guy. I think they're a talented team, but I think they will fall to 0-3 to Team Silliman. And I believe that the veteran Team Silliman will prove that last year wasn't a fluke when he got off to that amazingly hot start. I think this year he's going to beat Team Guy. It's going to be a statement game to set up his team this year. You disagree with that, though, sir?
I disagree with Team Silliman being a force in this league. I feel like that he wasn't a force in the league last year, even though that he had a good record. He doesn't have anything to show for the good record.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is true. If you don't win it all, The record is just something to look at, I guess.
There's something to look at. Good job.
I think Team Silliman will get the win this week. Maybe I'm being biased because Team Guy let me down last week. But we're going to wait and see. We're going to definitely wait and see. What is your predictions on this league? I'm going to give you the floor the rest of this time. You can give me your thoughts on the rest. You can give me – I'm going to leave the floor open to give Team Nate that I brought you on here to talk your talk. This is your chance. I'm going to give you your chance. You can finish this segment out for us.
Okay.
You want to finish. Okay. I'm handing the floor over to you, sir.
Thoughts about the league. Of course, they cheated. It's the best team in the league easily. The next best team is going to be Bergeron. I feel like that Bergeron may be a little better than me, but I feel like that he's inexperienced, and I'm a veteran at this, so that veteran is going to take over. Also, the worst team in the league easily is going to be Team Bakari. Tim McCarr was one of the worst teams last year, so I don't see why he won't be one of the worst teams this year. He's not a good GM. He doesn't make trades. He's scared to do business. And you can't win with the players that you drafted. If you have your whole team of players that you drafted at the end of the year, you're not going to be a very good team. You have to do business in this league. As for the defending champs, I feel like the defending champs got a chance to make the playoffs, but it's going to be hard for them. They took a big step back this year. They only have one player in Todd Gurley. Kenyon Allen isn't going to do anything for them. They got to make some moves.
You heard it here live. Is that all you got for us, Mr. Holmes?
I can go through all the teams. Team Silliman.
Okay.
Can I give you my four teams to make the playoffs?
Give me your four teams. Throw it out there.
Okay. I'm gonna go with They Cheated, which is me. Okay. Team Bergeron, Niner Back, and Team Geyer. Those are gonna be the four teams in the playoffs.
Oh wow. Okay. You're sending a lot of meds. You know, those people who not making the playoffs, they're gonna feel the way about that. So you got a target on your back now, sir. I hope you know that.
Man, I was born with a target on my back.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see, man. Best of luck to you and your team. You can finish the going through your list of how you feel about it, everybody.
Okay. So next up, we have Team Geyer. If I'm correct, Team Geyer is a noob. Isn't that correct? Or is he inexperienced?
He's a noob to this league. Noob to fantasy football. I'll say that.
Okay. Well, I like Team Geyer just because of Pat Mahomes, Ezekiel Elliott, and Christian McCaffrey. But his wideouts may get him in trouble going. It may cost him a couple of games. But I still have him being in the Final Four to get in the playoffs.
Even after 0-2 and potentially 0-3 start.
Yeah, I believe that Team Gary is going to turn it around
okay.
and get things done. Team Ninerback is probably going to be one of the top three teams in the league following. He has Antonio Brown, A.J. Green, and Drew Brees. I like all three of those players, but he has to get Collins up out of there. If you want to make the playoffs, you got to get Collins up out of there. And I don't think anyone is going to trade for him, so you might be seeing Collins in the waiver wire. Team Fatty. Team Fatty brought
Explain to me this, though. Mm-hmm. If he has a top three team in the league, you predicting that, but right. he has a guy starting for him that you think will be on the waiver wire, is the rest of his team that great to make up for one starter who's actually not going to give you anything?
Well, I'm basing my opinion on the fact that I believe that he is going to be getting Collins up out of there very soon.
Okay.
And it's all about the next man up in this league. So, yeah. Even though he also have Connor. I didn't see Connor on the team. If Le'Veon Bell's come back and he still have Collins, then he might not make the playoffs. I might gotta go back on my predictions.
You might have to do that. So who would, if that scenario played out and he didn't make the playoffs, who would be that next, that 15 that you think would be potentially in that playoff hunt?
Man,
you got Team Silliman. You got the defending champs. You got Team Saved by Odell. You got Team Fatty. You got these Team Bakari. If I'm forgetting anybody, forgive me. But out of the, who is that next team if things kind of played out? Because it could play out like that.
Yeah, James, it could.
Connor could potentially lose his spot. Le'Veon come back, and James Connor is no longer a valuable piece. He ain't giving you 17, 18 points a week.
Right.
So,
right.
Who would be that 15 for you?
I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to go with they ain't fooled as getting that last playoff spot. If James Conner loses his spot and he still has Collins as his starting back. Only reason why I'm going with they ain't fooled is because they are the defending champions and there are no rookies to this league. They know how to play. They know who to start. They know how to scout. So they will have to be my last team, but I really don't feel too confident in this team right now.
Yeah, I totally understand that. So that's how you feel the league is gonna play out. And you're, who do you think you'll be seeing in that championship round?
In that championship round, I think it's gonna be me and Bergeron. Is he in the same conference as me?
I'd have to double check that. I think y'all may be in opposite conferences, but I'd have to double check that. Okay. We can bring you back on and talk more about that at a later date for sure. So your predictions this week were as followed. You got team They Ain't Food, defeating Team Saved by Odell. We're gonna document all this and we're gonna bring you back on and discuss your picks. You got Team Houston Oilers over Team Bakari.
Yeah, I do.
They Cheated versus Team Bergeron. You got Team Niner back this week, correct?
Correct.
Over Team Fatty. And you got Team Guy over Team Silver.
Correct.
Okay. That's coming to you live, man. We're gonna keep you all up to date. Thank you all for tuning in. A.B. Holmes, I appreciate you coming on the show, man, and not talking too bad about us about last week.
hey, but we're gonna, thank you, man.
We're gonna definitely have another wager next time we play, and I want to have you back on, and hopefully next time I can say I fed 2-3 families some food.
So, I doubt you will, but, man, hey, that'll float your boat, man.
Yes, sir. It's the Rich in the Morning Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back shortly.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.